Welcome back once again to Just Saying. I am Juju, and I am once again accompanied by
Tyler.
Tyler, you are on a roll, my man.
What is that, 2 weeks in a row? 3 weeks in a row?
3 weeks in a row, actually. You've turned the pages.
I'm getting kind of good at this.
Well, I'm really excited for today's show, Tyler. I'm very excited, actually.
Why is that?
Because I was totally right and you were totally wrong. That's why, Tyler.
All right, look. You can't love a sport or the sport itself and not want to root for the underdog.
We'll get into that real quick before we get into the good stuff. I just want to let you guys know what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about what happened last week with Shiloh's picks, of course, in the NFC and the AFC championships. Bills played the Chiefs and the Bucks played the Packers. So we'll talk a little bit about our reaction to those games. And we'll talk about what's going on with the NFL quarterbacks right now. A lot of futures are uncertain. So we're going to see who's where, who's going to end up where, what's going on with that. And then we'll close it off with some baseball Hall of Fame talk. We don't give you guys all our baseball talk, but you're going to get some today. So, let's get it started off with the games. Do you have a preference of the game you want to start with, Shyla?
Let's start with the Bucks and Packers, just to get that one out of the way.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. Can we just say that before we say anything else?
You know, I was about to ask if I could say something before we say anything else, and I want to make a point of saying it now, and it's that I am sick and tired of Tom Brady in the Super Bowl every year. I get it. He's a successful quarterback. He's had an amazing career. He's done it time and time again. He's practically, cracked the code and figured out, how to play the game behind the game and get to the Super Bowl every single year. But don't you want to see somebody else do it? Don't you want to, look into the upcoming NFL season and say, who's going to play who in the Super Bowl instead of who is Tom Brady going to play in the Super Bowl? Because that's what it's been for, it seems like, 20 years. Really since the Patriots started seeing success with the Bill Belichick and Tom Brady duo.
Tom Brady, I hope everyone realizes this, Tom Brady is going to retire on top. Like, he's going to come off of a Super Bowl win and then just retire then. But who knows when that's going to be. Like, we said he couldn't play till he was 38, and he played till he's 38. We said he couldn't play after 40, and he's played after 40. I can't say he won't play beyond his age now because he's done it. So, like, if Tom Brady can go to the Super Bowl for the next 5 years, I'm here for it.
I hear you, man. I got to start looking at that TB12 diet. I got to stop eating strawberries and all that other weird stuff that he does, because clearly it's working. I mean,
he doesn't eat strawberries?
Nope, he does not eat strawberries. There's a whole bunch of weird little quirks. He eats like avocado ice cream or something like that. Very, very weird dude outside of football. Probably inside of football, people think he's weird, I'll be honest. Like, there's no way you're that good without being kind of weird, like having a few weird habits and qualities about yourself.
What's wrong with strawberries? I thought strawberries were good.
I thought so too, but this snake oil salesman of a trainer that he's got seems to say otherwise. But no, let's get into the game. I felt bad because I don't think Aaron Rodgers necessarily had a bad game. I just think that the Bucs had a better one. I think the Buccaneers, their offensive weapons in Evans, Antonio Brown, Chris Godwin, Rojo at running back, Leonard Fournette. I think the tandem of all of them, kind of any one of them is a threat to pop off, really came to be the difference versus Aaron Rodgers, in which he's got, a good running back in Aaron Jones and, of course, Devontae Adams, top three running back, or sorry, wide receiver in the NFL.
Here's the thing, though. Antonio Brown didn't play a snap.
Really? I didn't know that. Was he hurt?
Antonio Brown was hurt.
I did not know that. See, I didn't get a chance to watch the complete game. I didn't know that.
So that's, you know what I mean? That's the crazy part about this.
And that's why it might have been closer than it. What was the final score?
31-25, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was within one score at the end. I want to say it was within, yeah, 5 or 6 points. So, I mean, Aaron Rodgers did have a chance near the end. Just couldn't get it
done. They just kept getting to the end zone and not scoring touchdowns. I mean, you can't win games like that.
No, and you'd think, I mean, the Bucs defense is, I mean, that's a good defense. So it's kind of that, I guess, bend don't break. You know, we'll let you get there, but we're not going to let you get in.
Aaron Rodgers didn't play a great game either.
He didn't, which I was a little disappointed with. I did see at the end there were a couple of plays where it looked like Aaron Rodgers might have been able to take off and run into the end zone to take the lead. But I don't know. I've seen a few replays of those plays that a lot of people are talking about. To me, it looked like if he kept running, there was a big right on him, and it wouldn't have ended pretty for the Packers.
I don't know, man. I think this kind of takes Aaron Rodgers out of that GOAT conversation. I think we can all agree now.
I don't know if it takes Aaron Rodgers out of the GOAT conversation after one game. I mean, Tom Brady beat him, but Tom Brady beat him on a team full of sellouts. No offense to the Bucs. I mean, you got Tom Brady, you got a good coach in Bruce Arians, you got the defense. You know, why not come to Tampa where there's no income tax and try to ring chase?
So, wow, sellouts, really?
I'm gonna say it. They got a lot of guys playing on, you know, cheaper deals to try to get a ring. Antonio Brown came there. I mean, what would you call that?
Did the Packers not have a chance to sign Antonio Brown?
I guess they did, but you're not going to take someone like that and bring that possible toxicity into your locker room unless... All right, what's that?
All right, then. The Bucks took that chance. They made that gamble, and it paid off.
You're right. You're right. And Antonio Brown had a decent season. He didn't do anything, you know, Antonio Brown-esque, but that's... He's getting older. He's been out of the league for a while. I think he might be past his prime. But he still draws the attention.
Yeah. Listen, you're still going to cover him differently than you'd cover your average wide receiver.
That's true. No, you're right. Kudos to the Bucks. I'll be rooting for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but that's a topic for another day. Speaking of the Chiefs, let's get to that Chiefs-Bills game where I really thought that the Bills had a chance.
Did you watch this full game?
I did.
They never really had a chance.
They never stood a chance. No. It was bad, and then it got worse, and then it got ugly. Josh Allen didn't look good. The Bills didn't look good. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs looked very good.
I've been telling people, man, just because they weren't winning these games, like blowout wins, that's tough for you for a team to know how to beat you, to do those things that they need to do to beat you, and you still can't beat them. That was a sign this team is still what they were last year.
Really? You think so?
Absolutely.
I think that they're still, obviously, they're a championship caliber team. They're playing in a championship. But even if they're still a championship team, that doesn't mean that they didn't regress. I mean, I don't think they're as explosive as they were last year. And maybe it's just because we've seen it all before and they are just as explosive, but we're kind of numb to it at this point because, you know, it's what you expect from that team.
And teams see it too.
That's teams, exactly right.
If they see what's working for you, they're going to plan so that you can't do what you do really good.
That's exactly right.
Right, and that's what we saw this year. And that's why they weren't doing those explosive things that we saw them do last year, but they were still winning. That was my point, that even though teams knew how to beat them, they couldn't.
Okay, I hear you. That's valid. Now, let me ask you this. A couple of days ago, Bruce Arians, a quote of his came out that said, you know, I let Tom Brady do the things he wasn't allowed to do or given the opportunity to do in New England. You know, I let him coach. He knows what he's talking about. He's got good insight to give. So sometimes I just sit back and watch. Now, knowing that, knowing who Tom Brady is, going off of your point there where you say, you know, teams have had a chance to figure out what they do and you know, try to counter it and stop it, render it ineffective. How does Tom Brady play a role in preparing for the Super Bowl? Now, we're not talking about the Super Bowl today. We've got that next week. Spoiler alert. But I think it's worth talking about real quick. What do you think?
What was the question again?
So Tom Brady has been given kind of the role of a pseudo coach in Tampa Bay. Bruce Aaron said, you know, I'll sit back and let him do his thing because he knows what he's doing and he does everything well. How do you think that plays a role, going off of your point in how teams have started to figure out what Kansas City does well and they're trying to render it ineffective, though? I mean, at a certain point, you're just not fast enough to keep up with Tyreek Hill and he's going to get open. But how does your point there having Tom Brady factor into beating the Chiefs?
I don't think – here's the thing. We're going to get into this next week. I don't want to get too much into the Super Bowl, but – the Kansas City Chiefs are a really tough team to beat. And the reason why is because of the individuals they have on offense. Patrick Mahomes is a freak of nature at the position of quarterback. He can do things that no one else in the position has been able to do. And they do these things on the fly. Tyreek Hill, I mean, if you saw, and consistently, like, you can give them the right, you know, the right, you can throw the right defense at them, the right coverage to where they can't make a play. And somehow they still make a play. And that's just because of how good Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, that's how good these people are. So without going too much into the Super Bowl, it will be tough. It will be tough.
No. I hear what you're saying and I agree with you. And like you said, not to get too much into it, but I just want to point out, you said, you know, the talent of guys like Patrick Mahomes who can run just as, you know, just as well as he can throw the ball 65, 70 yards down the field if he needs to. But you've got Tyreek Hill, who, like I said, is faster than everybody else on the field. And Travis Kelce is, you know, if he needs to make a play, he's going to be bigger, faster, stronger. That's the way that team operates. So I'm excited for it nonetheless, but we'll get more into it next week.
And the Bills, man, I know you were saying earlier something about Cole Beasley playing on a broken leg, basically.
Yeah, so reports came out that in the past few weeks of the season, I think the last couple weeks of the regular season and all through the playoffs, he was playing on, I want to say, a broken fibula, which is unbelievable, the pain that he must have been in the past few weeks. And he still made plays in that AFC Championship game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, these NFL players.
Tough as nails.
No other way to put it. I mean, tough as nails. But, disappointing exit to the season for the Bills overall. T's and P's, though, after Cole Beasley. Hope he gets well soon.
Absolutely. But just looking at the stats of what's going on, what happened actually between the Bills and the Chiefs, the Bills were 5 of 14 on third downs.
Oof.
That's tough. While the Kansas City Chiefs were 6 of 10. They were good on fourth down. But the Bills actually ran more plays than the Chiefs. Bills ran. Yeah. Bills ran 70 plays, the Chiefs 64.
Wow, so the Chiefs did quite a bit more
with less.
Amount less.
So the Bills just weren't ready. They're not ready to take that step yet. Allen shows a lot of promise. Stephon Diggs, like you said, arguably best receiver in the league, but they're just not that caliber of a Super Bowl team yet. And I try to tell people this. They're good. They're not that good.
I mean, I think they are that good. I think give, you know, Josh Allen a little bit more time. This is the first year he really kind of found himself. So give him a little bit of time to build on that. I'm glad you mentioned him because And, you know, he's just going to lead me to my last point about this AFC-NFC championship weekend. We got to watch four incredible quarterbacks duke it out in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, you know, the two veterans who have been doing it for a while. And then Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, who are the two young guns that are, you know, the future of the NFL. So what's exciting is Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, old versus new, experience versus athleticism, and pure quarterback talent. Who gets it done? I'm excited for the next couple weeks. Speaking of quarterbacks, quite a few rumored to be on the move this offseason.
Yeah.
So Adam Schefter, a couple days ago, put out a post listing some quarterbacks whose futures are in question. If it's all right with you, Julio, I'm going to run down that list real quick.
Go ahead.
Ben Roethlisberger, Alex Smith, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jameis Winston, Mitchell Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater, Cam Newton, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, Dak Prescott, Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Deshaun Watson.
Get Cam Newton out of Foxborough tonight.
Now, I don't know if you kept count. That was 15 quarterbacks. There are 32 teams in this league. I'd say that there are maybe 10 to 15 quarterbacks in this league that know for a fact they're going to be starting next year.
On the list?
No, not on that list. I mean, they're going to be starting somewhere, but for their current teams.
Oh, so 10 out of all the teams are only have their quarterback.
I'd say 10 to, I'm just saying, yeah, based on the list of 15 there that are on the move, there are maybe 10 to 15 teams at most that know who their starting quarterback is come fall.
Wow.
Yeah, a few big names. You mentioned Cam Newton. I don't know what's going to happen to him. He might end up getting a backup role, kind of turning into a Ryan Fitzpatrick journeyman for the rest of his career if people take what he did this year as the new Cam.
Yeah, he had a good run. He had an MVP season. On to the next
Super Bowl.
Yeah. His prime is way past.
It's unfortunate, but I think you're right.
Deshaun Watson, if by some odd miracle circumstance of a chance you're listening to this, come to Foxborough. I beg you.
No, Deshaun, don't do it. Boston is a trap. New England is a trap.
You're just bitter.
It's not as good as it seems.
You're just bitter.
The black and gold would love to have you. Winning culture. We need a quarterback. You've got some young talent. You've got a great defense. You've got an incredible head coach.
Wait a second. So you guys are just jumping off of Big Ben already?
Here's the thing. Even if Big Ben plays next year, I mean, then what? He's not Tom Brady. I mean, I hate to say it. Tom Brady is peak physical form, and Ben Roethlisberger is not.
You admit it.
I admit that Ben's longevity is a factor. I've never once said that he was better than Brady, but I think his longevity is a factor. And Deshaun Watson is going to be a good quarterback for a long time.
So you don't think Big Ben is going to be the starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers next season?
Personally, I think he will do one more year. Sounds like he's trying to convince Marquise Pouncey not to retire, which tells me that he wants to do one more year, go, you know, give it one more go, bring a Super Bowl to Pittsburgh. But if we have the opportunity to sign Deshaun Watson in the offseason, sayonara, see you later. Thanks for the two Super Bowls. Never forget what you did for the Steelers, but we're on to new things.
Wow. You guys can't even give the old man a farewell season. You guys are just
that's business, baby. What have you done for me lately?
You guys are just going to ship them off for the brand new shiny toy.
If that's what it takes to bring a seventh Lombardi to Pittsburgh, that's what they'll do.
I'll tell you what, the Patriots will get that before them.
We'll see.
So Matty Stafford apparently is leaving the Lions. Like you said, they both amicably came to a resolution where they would part ways. Where do you think he ends up?
Good for everybody involved. The Lions made themselves look bad with the Megatron, Calvin Johnson thing. where, you know, he's owed some money and he retires, so they decide not to pay it out. He wants to come back into the NFL, and they say, you know what, if you're going to come back, you're still under contract, so you're going to come back here. So good way to kind of redeem themselves, realize that they're wasting away Matthew Stafford's career. He's never once complained about being up there, and now he's got an opportunity with so many quarterbacks on the move to, you know, he's one of the top names on that list that I had just gone over.
Yeah.
He can go pretty much anywhere. I think he'll end up in Indy. Philip Rivers just retired. They've got a good defense. They've got a good offensive line and running back. T.Y. Hilton still, good head coach. So who knows where he'll end up, but like I said, good for everybody involved to give him the opportunity to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I'd say he's a good quarterback. I don't know if I say he's a great quarterback.
I would. I mean, Megatron, great wide receiver with him. Kenny Golladay, great wide receiver under him. He's got the talent, and I don't think anyone's ever questioned it. I think he's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Really?
I do.
I mean, I can't name 10 quarterbacks better than Matthew Stafford off the top of my head, so I guess so.
He's a good quarterback. He's consistent. He doesn't make a lot of big mistakes. He can throw the ball unlike Lamar Jackson.
Unlike Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers can sling it.
Oh, really? He wasn't slinging it up in Lambeau Field.
Look, we're not going to get into that one again. He'll be back next year playing the Steelers in the Super Bowl, losing to the Steelers in the Super Bowl. That's just how it's going to have to be.
The Steelers aren't getting to the Super Bowl anytime soon, man. That ship has sailed.
I certainly hope not. They've got a great defense, and that's what they've had in the past. When they win Super Bowls, it's because of their defense. It's never been the offense. So here's to
They had Antonio Brown.
What's that?
They had Antonio Brown.
They did. But Antonio Brown's not an entire team.
He's a huge part of any offense.
Absolutely. But before we run out of time, there's one more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Who else was on that list again? I feel like we're missing somebody.
Ben Roethlisberger, Aaron Rodgers. We don't have to hit every name. Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Really? Dak Prescott, huh?
Yeah, because, I mean, they've been negotiating over his contract for quite a while. He gets hurt. I mean, I think Dallas, that situation is going to be ugly this year.
Huh. If I'm Jerry Jones, I bring Dak Prescott back. That team was way better with Dak there.
I agree. You have to bring Dak back, but
unless you can get Deshaun
Watson,
if you can get Deshaun Watson, that might not be bad.
If who can get Deshaun Watson? Are you talking about the Steelers or
just the Cowboys?
Anybody? Oh, the Cowboys.
That would be a serious offense.
I mean, that's what we've said for years, and they haven't been. But maybe with the addition of CeeDee Lamb, who knows?
I don't know why I'm rooting for the Cowboys anyway.
No,
Cowboys' demise is one of my greatest joys in life is seeing the Cowboys' demise.
I think unless you're a Cowboys fan, you kind of have to agree with that.
Well, moving into our last segment is, like we said, the Baseball Hall of Fame this year. They didn't vote anybody in. There were some big names on there, but none got the votes required. There was Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds. I'm drawing a blank on the last one.
Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds. Who else did you have? Roger Clemens.
Yeah, Roger Clemens. They were saying a lot of the character issues, you know, the PEDs, a lot of that had to do with it. Some people are saying, you know, that shouldn't really be accounted for. What we should take a look at is what they did on the field.
Now, I agree with what you're saying. There are some other big names on the ballot this year. Andrew Jones, Gary Sheffield, Billy Wagner, still in football mode, almost said Bobby Wagner. So, I mean, there aren't any, aside from, I mean, Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, those are some big names, but I mean, you don't have any David Ortiz type players, you know, Derek Jeter type players, Ken Griffey or Ken Griffey Jr. type players on that list. You've got some great names, but you've also got some guys, like you said, wrapped up in a little bit of controversy, and I think that is going to affect their draft stock, whether we like it or not. Not their draft stock, their Hall of Fame voting stock. What's that?
Is Big Papi eligible?
Maybe not. I don't know how many years. He might even be. We'll look it up right now. David Ortiz, Hall of Fame.
And more Jeter. I think Jeter might be.
I think Jeter is. A-Rod and David Ortiz are on the ballot in 2022.
I think those guys are first ballot, no?
They gotta be. So we definitely won't have a repeat of what happened this year with the nobody voted in. Curt Schilling was interesting, though. I think you mentioned it a little earlier, how he decided that he was going to write to the Hall of Fame voters and decide that he wanted his name off the list if he was going to get into the Hall of Fame, because he didn't believe he deserved it. He was going to get in based off the merit of the Veterans Association, the guys who have been on the field, gone through it, done everything, and have had the opportunity to see how he handled himself on the field and off the field. Leave it up to, you know, the guys who he thinks deserve his respect.
That's true. Is there anybody playing right now that you think is a first ballot Hall of Famer? And obviously, other than Mike Trout.
I was going to say Mike Trout for sure is a first ballot. I don't know. We got some young guys who are making a name for themselves. I always want to say maybe Syndergaard or DeGrom have had the potential. They've been incredible pictures. Trying to think of some of the best players currently. Who do you think?
Mookie Betts is a Hall of Famer?
Huh?
You think Mookie Betts is a Hall of Famer?
Hall of Famer, but not right away. I think Garrett Cole has the opportunity. Jacob DeGrom, Christian Yelich. Maybe Cody Bellinger.
I don't know about Cody.
No, I mean, he's young, but
he might.
He's a hell of a player.
He is. Hall of Fame, though. Hall of Fame is the Hall of Fame.
No, it's tough to get there and tougher to be a first ballot. So I think Mike Trout, realistically, is the only person in the league right now who's shown that he might be able to get it done.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I can't think of anybody else.
I don't know why Barry Bonds didn't make it.
Barry Bonds, again, I think it's the PED controversy.
But still, I mean, everybody was doing it, like you said.
Yeah, but I think that means at least until there's a change in mindset, that everybody from that era who has the opportunity is going to, you know, kind of wait on that list for a while. And I think you only have a certain number of years of eligibility before they remove you.
Yeah, so we'll see if they ever make it even.
That would be crazy, wouldn't it? I'm sorry, I was taking a sip of water. That would be crazy if the Major League's all-time home run leader never makes it to the Hall of Fame. That would be something for sure. Relative to other sports. I'm sure there are other stories of similar type things, but.
And while we're on the topic of baseball, rest in peace, Hank Aaron, one of the all-time greats, passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. That was nuts.
Yeah, it's too bad. We're losing a lot of good ones.
Definitely not. Hank Aaron, he was.
Larry King, man.
How old was Hank Aaron?
Hank Aaron? Oh, geez. I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. That's unfortunate. And I believe today was the anniversary of Kobe's death, too. So rest in peace to him. you know, his daughter, their daughter. That
so much
a shock for quite a few people that day.
So many greats, man. But hey, like some people say, don't be sad that they're gone. Be glad they were here.
Exactly. Exactly. And they had the opportunity to be great.
That's it. So I think that's a good place to wrap it up on that note.
I agree. Yeah. Pay some respects. And then.
Oh, real quick before we do wrap. I'm sorry. Were you saying something?
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, call it a day. But no, go ahead. Please continue.
No. Yeah. Real quick. I just want to bring some light. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics broke the record for most points in under 20 minutes played with 33 playing against the Cavs.
And he scored more than a point per over a point and a half per minute.
How?
That's impressive.
Who was guarding him?
Maybe a ref. Who knows?
Jaylen Brown, most improved player this year?
Possibly, but it's still early, and you gotta give.
We'll wait and see. All right, Charlie, do you want to wrap us up?
No, you can do it. I don't have everything that you say at the end memorized, so I'll just say thank you for listening. I think we had a good one today. I'm excited for next week. Gonna dive deep into Super Bowl matchup between the Bucks and the Chiefs. Hear who I think is gonna win. Hear who Julio thinks is gonna win. And.
Gonna win. Let's take it a sip of water.
Yeah. So I'm good to wrap it there.
All right, thank you once again, everybody, for listening wherever you are. Thank you. I appreciate you. Don't forget to subscribe, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you're listening to on, and follow on Twitter at Just Saying Podcast. That is JUSSAYIN podcast. Did I spell it right this time, Charles?
You did. Yes, you did.
I did. And once again, thank you, everyone. Let us know what you wanna hear us talk about next week. And in what way do you think Charlotte will be wrong again next week? You know, the train just continues.
Becoming an unfortunate trend.